Here's the latest news from the Basin Radio Network.
Family fight over chores ends in arrest of 61-year-old man. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shaleen. Campbell County Dispatch received a 911 call from a 12-year-old child who reported their mother, stepfather, and grandfather were fighting on Wednesday evening. Sheriff's deputies responded to a residence on South Highway 59 near Four Corners Road at approximately 7:30 p.m., according to Sergeant Dan Mall. Questioning of the adults revealed the 40-year-old mother and 45-year-old stepfather had moved into the 61-year-old grandfather's home towards the end of summer. Mall said a verbal argument between the three adults over not doing chores around the house led to a physical fight. Deputies observed the 61-year-old man had a lump above his eye and a scratch on his chin. The 45-year-old stepfather also had a scratch on his right cheek and on his back. The investigation revealed the 61-year-old had been the initial aggressor in the incident and was arrested for domestic battery and transported to the Campbell County Detention Center without incident. A 37-year-old woman reported to Gillette police officers on Wednesday night she believed her 36-year-old ex-husband was trying to sell her into human or sex trafficking, according to Captain Kelly Algers. Officers responded to a residence on West 2nd Street and spoke to both parties individually to get statements. Officers received consent to search the vehicle that belonged to the 37-year-old woman. While searching the vehicle, they located belongings of the ex-husband, which contained 2.3 grams of suspected methamphetamine. While officers were interviewing the woman, Algers said they observed signs of possible meth use consisting of extensive paranoia, dilated pupils, and a series of nonsensical statements. The man admitted to officers they had both used meth within 2 hours of contact with law enforcement. She also admitted to using meth but didn't give officers any time frame of use. The 37-year-old woman was arrested for use of methamphetamine, and the man was arrested for use and possession of methamphetamine. Both were transported to the jail without incident. For more news and information, go to basinsradio.com. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shaleen.